Welcome back to Eye on Crime and our second half of this segment. Again, our topic is Long Island Abate. That's what we're speaking with representatives from Long Island Abate, a motorcycle rights active group, among other things that we'll be talking about. Jim Barr, president of Long Island Abate, is with us. Doreen Goomer, she's the legislative liaison. And Dan Rogers, a criminal attorney in private practice here in Suffolk County, also a former assistant district attorney. So he's giving us perspective of both sides of the criminal justice system, not only criminal defense, but also criminal prosecution. So we've been having a spirited discussion about what's out there. We spoke about motorcycle profiling and motorcycle-only checkpoints. There's just so much more to talk about. There's safety issues and so on. And I left off with Jim Barr, president of Long Island Abate, speaking a little bit about the mission of Abate. You have over 1,100 members. As far as I'm concerned, that's a sizable number of people in a local organization. Jim.
Yeah, and I'd like to apologize to those 1,100 people. Doreen kicked me under the table when I said we don't do social things.
We have a lot of fun.
Right. The membership does have a lot of fun together. We do a lot of social events.
But you get some really serious stuff done.
I look at it as like business. You know, we exist for the purpose of business, but we do have fun in the process.
Now, what is that? What is the mission, the business? I mean, you've able to accomplish a lot.
Our mission is to speak with a unified voice against law enforcement agencies, civic groups, elected officials, whoever it might be, that is not giving a motorcyclist a fair break. Like I said, as an individual, we don't have a chance. We're discriminated against just by appearance without people getting to know you. So we stand united to work on things just to make the playing field equal. As motorcyclists, we're very vulnerable if we have a collision. So if somebody's in a car and they're not paying attention and they bump into another car, it's a fender bender. If they bump into a motorcyclist, there's a amputated leg, you know, or a death. We work to try to get people to understand that motorcyclists are good people and we are out there and we're vulnerable while we're on our motorcycle. So please, like, pay more attention. Be aware that we're there. You know, when you're looking before you turn left, don't look for a car. Look for a motorcycle. Because if you look for a car and something smaller comes, you don't identify it as a problem. But if you look for the smaller object and you see it, then it'll recognize. And then, you know, you'll wait and allow us to go. So we speaking for the motorcyclists to try to improve our everyday existence on this earth.
I know. I think I'll ask Doreen. The signs are everywhere. I see watch out for motorcyclists.
Absolutely.
I can't even quote, but they're there. I can't drive anywhere here in Suffolk County without seeing a sign. Now, are those your signs?
Yes. I believe that the majority of any of the signs that are out there that do say watch for motorcycles, and they do say Long Island Abate on them. This year, we are having our safety awareness ride on April 12. We leave from the Denison Building. Jim, what time do we leave? Kickstands
12 o'clock.
12. And we're hoping to have a really big billboard following us regarding motorcycle safety and awareness. And we're also planning a safety and awareness event that's not just for motorcyclists this year. It's really important just to be aware. I was talking to a gentleman the other day where he said that he was actually making a left and a lady was also making a turn and she just turned right in front of him. And he actually hit her car going 20 miles an hour and he really did still get very injured. But literally, he just was like, she just came out of nowhere, you know, and it is important on the motorcyclist's behalf to be careful and to watch at the intersections and all of that type of thing. But it really is very important for cars when they're going to be making their left turns to please just take that extra look. Just take that extra look. Not everybody's motorcycle is loud. All right.
And again, what's happening is that people, when they're making that left turn as the motorcycle's in the oncoming traffic, they don't see that motorcycle. You agree with that, Jim? I mean, you think they just don't see it. It's not visible to them. They're looking for a tractor trailer or they're looking for a car.
Right. For 30 years, I used to take it very personal and get very upset by it, thinking it was intentional. They looked right in my eyes and then they proceeded. But I have been traveling the state, the country, different seminars, different educational programs, and I am convinced that there are studies that show that it's what you're looking for. If you're looking for the car and something smaller, your mind dismisses it sometimes. So if you're looking for the car and a truck is coming, your mind says, oh, wait a second, don't go, even though you have plenty of room. But if, so that's why we ask, could you actually look for the motorcycle? So now when you see it, it's registered. In fact, one of the projects we have going on is we ask people to count how many motorcycles they see while they're driving. And we started it last year, and we got a tremendous response from it. The if you're counting motorcycles and you see one, it's going to register. Oh, I saw a motorcycle. Now you're driving along, you saw six of them, you saw seven. Every time you see one, you subconsciously say, oh, there's another one. My father came down. He lives upstate. He came down to visit. We told him about the program. He went home, called me up and said, I saw 17 motorcycles. My grandchildren live upstate. They call me up on a Sunday. Grandpa, we saw 43 motorcycles today. Especially that tactic we're trying to instill into the younger people to try to get them to do this game while they're traveling around, count these motorcycles. And that's exactly what you said. You see them, but you don't. They don't always register. So we have to find a way to make it register.
And those signs are great because you read the signs. You know, motorcycles over. Watch out for motorcycles. Those signs do work. Just a quick funny aside. Last Sunday we had a snowstorm. Sunrise Highway. I actually saw somebody driving a motorcycle in the snowstorm. Is that person foolish, or is he has a right to do that? What do you think, Jim? I was in shock. I mean, in shock. He was driving down Sunrise Highway in a snowstorm.
I've done it. You know, in my life, we used to go riding every Thursday night, a group of us, and we ride every Thursday all year round.
I hope it wasn't you that I saw.
What day?
I hope
it, it wasn't me.
Anyhow, let's go back to Dan Rogers. He's our legal expert on this little panel that we've got going here today. I know Long Island Abate, among other victimization groups and other organizations, are very much involved in going to the courts to monitor court proceedings. It's really not part of the system. Judges sometimes will allow victims to make statements and so on. But the police do it when it comes to being a person arrested for violence against a police officer. And I know Long Island Abate does it. Do you believe they're effective if somebody who's you're a courtroom person, you're there?
Well, there's no question. When you have organizations like Long Island Abate, numbers speak volumes. And when you have over 1,100 members just on Long Island alone, I think you can have a tremendous impact on any court case. And a perfect example is that's actually how I got involved with Abate was I ran into Jim, who was following some criminal cases in the criminal justice system here in Suffolk County. And I know for a fact that through the efforts of Jim and his members, they have had a tremendous impact, at least on one particular case. And I know that they've had impacts on other cases. So, yeah, the numbers speak for themselves. I think organizations such as Abate, they're not only educational organizations, but they also have a tremendous impact in terms of the court system as well. So,
you know, tough question to answer, but do you think judges take that into consideration upon sentencing?
Yes. Without a doubt, there's no question. When you're sitting in a courtroom, oftentimes these cases can be viewed in a vacuum. You have the prosecutor, you have the defense attorney, you have the judge, and what happens is the district attorney and the defense attorney will try to work out a disposition, and then they have to get that approved by the judge. At the end of the day, the judge is going to make a decision based on what he thinks or she thinks is fair and equitable. When you have an organization such as Abate writing letters as a group, it does have an effect on the court. They have to take that into consideration. And I don't think there's any question that, at least in a couple of the recent court cases, even before letters were written, the judge in that particular case was taking note that there were a large contingent of Abate members showing up for these court cases. So just like you said, in situations where a police officer gets injured in the line of duty, they'll have their members come out and support to try to influence how a case goes in one way or the other. I think Long Island Abate members do the exact same thing, and I think the result has been nothing short of astonishing.
Would you compare it to, I know the folks from Mothers Against Drunk Driving have been on the show a couple of times.
Same exact thing.
I mean, they're absolutely. They're really active.
Yeah, it's the same. It's just another organization that's an acronym, and I think the fact is that I think it's a little surprising. You know that Mothers Against Drunk Driving, you know that they're going to have an impact. To come to see that organizations such as these can have such a significant impact is surprising to me, and I think a lot of other people.
And yeah. I was humbled by I had gone not to this last court, when the Abate was there waiting for the sentencing or the court to go, but What was the date of that other case we were at? It was just, there was a group of us, and we walked into that courtroom as a unit, united, because one of our people were injured absolutely unnecessarily by an unlicensed, uninsured driver. Horrible situation with this poor man who was out of work for 7 months with nothing. What do you do? Financially devastated his family. But I was honored to be a member of our Long Island Abate team group that walked in there as a unit to support this family. And it really made a statement.
When you walk into a courtroom like that, it really does have a tremendous impact on the system of justice. There's no question about it. It really does. And I'm sure you felt it when you actually went into the courtroom.
And the most important thing is, and at the last meeting, I actually stood up and I said, when Jim puts out this call for people to come, please come. You really can't imagine the feeling of how important that is. And to the family and to that motorcyclist, the poor gentleman that was there that day with his in his wheelchair, you know, after 7 surgeries. You know, it has to be, because there should be justice for people. I'd really like for you guys to discuss this last case, because this was crazy.
And well, you know, I think I want to get into the specifics of some of these cases.
Yeah, this one blew my mind because he would have walked this one.
And they've been high profile, and I know Jim has been really active in getting people down there and going to the courts. He has to take personal time in order to do something like that. So, you know, Jim, what are some of the specifics? I know this, am I right? Is there 2 cases you guys are watching right now?
We started when Chris White was killed on September 28th of 2013 right outside MacArthur Airport here by a person that was high on heroin, ran a red light, and killed him. That got our attention to say, this isn't right. Like, why are, you know, motorcyclists are being subjected to these injuries or death? Somebody needs to be in the courtroom seeing to it that the defendants are held accountable. So that got us started. Now, since then, we've done 3 cases since. So whenever we hear about a case that a driver is charged with a crime against hitting a motorcyclist, we're going to be there. Also, in addition to that, we're going to start seeking if motorcyclists are involved in accidents and charges should have been brought against the driver of the car but weren't, we're going to start looking for those cases also, too.
You think that's something, Dan, that now we're taking a little bit further? If and you were an assistant district attorney, if you decide we're not going to prosecute here, we just don't have enough, do you think a citizens group such as Long Island Abate could have an influence about revisiting a case?
Absolutely, by far. There's no question that if someone is taking a strong interest in a case, the district attorney's office will respond to that. Understand, the district attorney's office does have a difficult job. They have to prosecute cases, and they have to prosecute cases based on the evidence that they have. So they have to make a decision. Do you want to hardball a case and proceed to trial with the possibility that you could lose the case completely and not get any conviction, even to a lower charge? Or do you try to work out some type of middle ground where you do get some type of plea bargain where the defendant does plead guilty? But I think in cases such as the ones that have been going on now, I think they scream out for somebody or some organization to advocate for them. And I think these cases are a perfect example. The district attorney's office will take into consideration the voices that are yelling. They will take that into consideration. It can have an impact both as an individual, but even more so as an organization.
You know, again, we're starting to see a lot of that, and I was just going to get back to Jim in a second. Just want to do a quick 103.9. You're listening to 103.9 FM LI News Radio. You're listening to also Eye on Crime. I'm your host, Tom Shalero. If you're just joining us, we're talking about what's going on in the motorcycle community. Long Island Abate, Jim Barr, Doreen Guma, Dan Rogers, folks coming from all over the island to speak with us today about some of these very, very important issues. And I'll go back to the monitoring the court proceedings argument again. Is this something new? I mean, you've been doing this for a long time with Long Island Abate. It's something new in terms of court proceedings, monitoring the court.
Yes, correct. You know, we started with the awareness type of thing now legislatively. So we started looking into another area. Where are we deficient in representing motorcyclists. So the Chris White, the unfortunate case about Chris White, said, ooh, that's an opportunity. We can try to represent motorcyclists that way also.
Yeah, it's almost it's kind of a neat idea because, as we said, it almost takes a page out of the Book of MAD and some of these other organizations that keep it, even the Suffolk County PBA.
And I'd like to say, though, MAD, I would like to thank MAD for coming down to this last court proceeding with us. We reached out to them and asked them to please come and support us because the defendant was charged with driving while intoxicated, and they did show up, and we appreciate that.
Okay, and I know, again, Jim Barr, a very strong advocate for the motorcycle community. Another organization you're getting involved in, CORE, am I correct, what that stands for?
Well, CORE exists in New York State now, yes. CORE is a coalition of independent riders. It's a national organization. It's a part of the U.S. Defenders Program. And nationally, U.S. Defenders Program is going to lobby legislation on a national level and set up establishments in each state where each state would do their own lobbying. And the U.S. Defenders is set up for the actual motorcycle club members, but CORE is set up for people such as us in Long Island Debate that are considered independent riders. Long Island Debate is not a club. It's just an umbrella organization over all motorcyclists. So Coalition of Independent Riders is going to network and lobby and get everybody on the same page, and we're going to put out what's called a call to action, is to notify all independent riders that there's legislation pending up in Albany. We need you to please call your local representative, get them to get on board, get them to support this. So it's like, it's not an MRO. ABATE is a motorcycle rights organization, but we're limited in what we can do as a motorcycle rights organization. CORE is going to be another entity that has established itself in New York State to help the motorcyclists also.
You know, I'm also thinking, is there a way in which, is there a way to gauge, is the statistics moving in your direction in terms of safety? This is totally out of the blue. You might not even be able to answer that. But are we seeing less accidents on the road, less fatalities on the road, more motorcycle education signs? And not just Jim Barr, anybody could answer that. I mean,
That's a hard question to answer, anybody can make the numbers read any way they want them to read. But for an example, deaths on Long Island were approximately 16 to 18 each year in Suffolk County. And the latest, they're always about 18 months behind the statistics. And now I believe it's down to 12. We're trying to do a lot of awareness campaign, stuff like that. We're hoping that helps. But there's a lot of things that fluctuate, how many registered motorcycles are there, stuff like that. So it's never really clear. One of the things that people ask us, how do you know if you're making a difference?
Well, that's the question.
And my answer is, we're never going to know for sure, but we certainly know we're not making anything worse for motorcyclists. If anything, we saved some lives, but we don't know whose lives we did save. But we all have comfort in knowing right. That we are making an impact.
Well, I feel
impact.
Comfortable in saying that you've had a profound impact here.
I think we've had a huge impact, and I'm pretty new to ABATE, probably about a year and a half or so. I think it's an amazing organization, and the more I learn about it, I would love for people to join us. We actually have a meeting on Tuesday night. Jim, do you have the address? Because I'm geographically handicapped, so I can't really tell.
Lakeland Kokomo Fire Department.
You have a phone number, Jim?
888-LI-ABATE.
Okay, so. And also I also wanted to throw Dan in a few minutes that we have left. Dan, I know there are people listening going, wow, he sounds like a great lawyer. If I need a lawyer because I got a speeding ticket on my motorcycle or something like that. Dan, how could our folks reach you?
Well, we have a website, SuffolkCountyCriminalLawyer.com. Pretty easy.
Okay, SuffolkCountyCriminalLawyer.com. Okay, and the name is Dan Rogers. And Dan has been most enlightening in this discussion. A couple of minutes left. I'll throw it over to Doreen. Doreen, you had mentioned you're a founder of Time to Play Foundation.
Oh, it's a really cool thing. If anybody's interested, go to timetoplay.com. We are inspiring everyone to enjoy life. Just started Enjoy Life Community Project, and I'll expand on that at a different time. But it's really very near and dear to my heart. You know, this is why I love ABATE, because it's not an organization where we just talk about stuff, and people all the time, they'll do a study, they'll talk about stuff, they'll find an issue. This is a solution-based organization. ABATE is a solution-based organization. There's an issue, there has to be a way to make it better. And that's why I love, and with Jim, and he's always looking for something more. That's why with CORE and all these other organizations, he collaborates. Collaboration equals success. You'd be stronger and stronger. And again, please join us. You don't have to just ride a motorcycle, or maybe you used to ride a motorcycle. Come on down and be part of our organization. It's important. It's really important.
Membership's only $20 a year also.
You know, Jim, we got about a minute left. The season, the motorcycle riding season, is going to start in earnest, absent that one guy I saw riding in a snowstorm. What do you like to see for the future with the bait?
I like to see the roads a lot safer. I like my wife to be able to get a motorcycle again. She went out shopping one day. I sold her lowrider because it's just too dangerous. I don't want her driving down Middle Country Road in Center Beach with all these people turning left. So she rides on the back of mine the last few years. So I would love these roads to be much safer to allow her to ride again.
You think that's going to happen with the efforts of Jim Barr and Doreen Guma?
Well, we started off smaller. Now we have 1,100 members. This year our goal is 2,500 members. Then we get up to 5,000 members. We could have a major impact. But we can't do it without the support of all the other cyclists. We need support.
And we're seeing that happen. You've been listening to Eye on Crime. I'm your host, Tom Trillera, 103.9 FM, LI News Radio. We've been speaking. Our topic is the Long Island Debate. Jim Barr, president of Long Island Debate, Doreen Guma, legislative liaison, and Dan Rogers, criminal attorney that's helping these folks out to make our roads safer for two wheels. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you again.